Google wanted us to sort of stress test some of their ideas. And I thought it was interesting that they would want to know what many of their customers, we use Google products at the Heritage Foundation. Of course, as one of their customers, I would think they'd want to know what our opinions are, what our concerns are about artificial intelligence. It was such a missed opportunity. I just want the people in Silicon Valley and people on the far, far left to live up to their own bumper stickers. They're the ones that said, mean people suck. I've never seen anything meaner, nastier, more vile than the hatred that came towards me.
Boeing executive, the chief of communications at that company, resigned over a decades-old article on women in combat. Now, the article was actually written 33 years ago when the communications chief, his name is Niall Gottlieb, was in the United States military, and he was basically, it looks like he was forced out of the company.
You know, we are in the midst of a disturbing new movement in America, a movement where the new totalitarians on the left are controlling the narrative and the agenda and demanding that those who disagree lose their jobs. The radical left has forgotten the values our founding fathers established for the United States. Instead, they've begun to guide a new narrative for our country that, frankly, is a lot like the Salem witch trials of 1692 or George Orwell's classic novel 1984, or for that matter, the kind of imposed, specialized thought from Lenin, Stalin, and Mao. This is the fourth episode in a new series I'm calling Shut Your Mouth, The New Totalitarians of the Left, in which I will discuss how this new movement is affecting us in media, academics, sports, business, the federal bureaucracy, entertainment. And in our final episode, we want to hear from you. What have you experienced in your own life? I will post all the episodes for you to share at Gingrich360.com/shutyourmouth. This episode will focus on examples of how the left has taken over business culture and demanded the firings of people who disagree with its narrative. And by the way, I should tell you that I just talked to a good friend in Georgia who owns a business who said to me, every business owner he knows is terrified about what they might say that'll get them in trouble, get them boycotted, get them harassed in the media, or have people outside their house or outside their business. So this is not just something we read about, it's something which is very, very real. To start off with, we're going to look at art, a medium traditionally known for self-expression, free speech, and storytelling, but whose professionals have now come under fire by the radical left. A curator at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, Keith Christensen, posted on Instagram on June 19th a painting of Alexandre Lenoir, an archaeologist who fought to save monuments during the French Revolution. Below the photo, Christensen wrote, quote, Alexandre Lenoir, battling the revolutionary zealots bent on destroying the royal tombs in Saint-Denis. How many great works of art have been lost to the desire to rid ourselves of a past of which we don't approve. And how grateful we are to people like Lenoir who realized that their value, both artistic and historical, extended beyond a defining moment of social and political upheaval and change, close quote. Having shared the post on Juteep, Met employees and work bystanders alike ganged up on Christensen. In an open letter to the Met, fellow employees accused Christensen of perpetuating a culture of systematic racism. Others found him to be a counter-revolutionary to the monument protest and said he was, quote, making a dog whistle of an equation of BLM activists with revolutionary zealots, close quote. For having honored the heroic acts of Alexandre Lenoir, Christensen was labeled a white supremacist, and he was forced to apologize for his post. However, as we will see, you can count Christensen somewhat lucky. On July 31st, the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art senior curator, Gary Garrels, resigned after 20 years of service, following a petition sent out by museum employees accusing him of holding, quote, toxic white supremacist beliefs, close quote. According to change.org, during an all-staff meeting to go over the museum's collection policies on July 7, Garrels said a variation of, quote, don't worry, we will continue to collect from white male artists. The museum's woke employees were dumbstruck by this comment. The 250-plus signatories demanded that Garrels immediately be removed from his post, asserting the following, quote, considering his lengthy tenure at this institution, we ask just how long have his toxic white supremacist beliefs regarding race and equity directed his position curating the content of the museum? Garrels has voiced similar sentiments in the past, arguing it would be impossible to completely shun white artists. The curator benignly noted that doing anything on the contrary would be reverse discrimination. While we may look at Mr. Garrels' reasoning as logical, it was a step too far for the totalitarian left, who were all too quick to label him a white supremacist. The mob also omitted Garrels' previous contributions to traditionally marginalized communities. Just last year, he spearheaded the sale of a $50.1 million Mark Rothko painting that was used to create a fund dedicated to purchasing works by female artists, artists of color, and LGBTQ plus artists. Upon stepping down, Garrels, having apologized for his words, had the following to say in his defense. Quote, I do not believe I've ever said that it is important to collect the art of white men. I have said it is important that we do not exclude consideration of the art of white men, close quote. Those with close ties to art and classics are not the only ones being targeted by the mob. As I wrote in Trump and the American Future, Heritage CEO Kay James was removed from a working group on innovation at Google simply because she's a Republican. In April 2019, 2,500 Google employees signed a petition demanding her removal. However, the petition was just the tip of the iceberg. Internal company messages revealed the true extent of the woke mob's intolerance towards her. Ms. James, a 71-year-old African-American woman who grew up during the Civil Rights Movement, was slandered with terms like bigot, racist, and white supremacist. She responded to these absurd criticisms in a Washington Post article, quote, in 1961, at age 12, I was one of two dozen black children who integrated an all-white junior high school in Richmond. White parents jeered me outside the school and inside. Their kids stuck me with pins, shoved me in the halls, and pushed me down the stairs. So when the group of Google employees resorted to calling names and making false accusations because they didn't want a conservative voice advising the company, the hostility was reminiscent of what I felt back then, that same intolerance for someone who was different from them. In bowing to the demands of the totalitarian left, Google decided to abandon the venture entirely, arguing that the current environment did not allow for the council to function properly. This is just one of many case studies demonstrating the regressive tendencies of the radical left. Finally, Boeing, one of America's top aeronautic manufacturers, is in hot water after its communications chief, Neil Golightly, abruptly stepped down after an article he wrote 33 years ago while serving as a U.S. Navy pilot reemerged. Yes, 33 years ago. In the article published in the December 1987 issue of Proceedings, Golightly wrote, quote, introducing women into combat would destroy the exclusively male intangibles of warfighting and the feminine images of what men fight for, peace, home, family. He continued, arguing that, quote, there is simply no room for the problems of sexual harassment, rape, prostitution, pregnancy, love triangles, and adolescent emotional crises aboard a densely packed 5,000-man aircraft carrier. Prior to his resignation on July 2nd, Golightly addressed his previous comments, asserting that, quote, as youngsters, we've tried out ideas. We've done things we look back on and say, that was kind of silly, but boy, did I learn from that. I think that's what we want from leaders in society and politics and business, close quote. The article in question was only brought to light after an anonymous ethics complaint was filed internally, which was later reviewed by the company's board. Boeing chief executive Dave Calhoun had the following to say about Golightly's departure. Quote, Neil and I discussed at length the article and its implications for his role as the company's lead spokesman. I thank him for his contributions to the Boeing Company. I want to emphasize our company's unrelenting commitment to diversity and inclusion in all its dimensions and to ensuring that all of our employees have an equal opportunity to contribute and excel, close quote. Sadly, Mr. Golightly was not given a chance to immerse himself in all the dimensions of Boeing's new woke inclusion strategy. He was, as this series has shown time and again, targeted, rooted out, and held accountable for views he no longer held, views that no one seemed to even notice or care about until now. Unfortunately, these are just a few examples of how the radical left is imposing its totalitarian control over business culture and punishing executives and other figures who do not conform to the narrative. There are a range of other examples of how people have lost their jobs because of their different viewpoints, and we will get to them in a series of episodes. You can read them all at Gingrich360.com/shutyourmouth.